Mr. Bostock, I've got the dosage on your prescription and Dr. Croft will see you now. Please go through.
Ah, come in, come in. Nice to see you. So, tell me, Mr. Bostock, you don't mind if I call you Gerald, do you? Good, good. Tell me, Jerry, when did the feelings of rejection first begin? Was it when you were a little boy? 9, was it? 10? Parents difficult, were they? Parents often are. Good, good. But you really did mind, didn't you, Gerald? Tell me how it all began. Tell all, do. Good, good.
Really don't mind. I may make you feel, but I can't make you think. Your sperm's in the gutter, your love's in the sink. Saw you ride your sounds over the fields, and you make all your animal deals, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick. And the sandcastle bench keeps her all swept away. In the tidal destruction, the morrow may. But you knew shoes were harder than heels, and your smart man's rather late meal, and your wise men don't know how to feels to be thick as a brick. Is so far away. I'm a bad dream that I just. When if you shake your head, said it's a shame.
Spin me back down with you. Years and the days of my youth. Draw the least and black curtains and shut out the whole truth.
Spin me down the long ages, let them sing the song. And if he is pissed out of the night,
we'll make a man of him. Put him through a trade. Teach him the play of Napoleon.
Thank you.
her and casting shadows on the water as the sun plays on the infantry returning from the sea. The doer and the thinker, no allowance for the other as the fading light illuminates the mercenary's greed. The whole fire burning, the kettle of old morning, but the master of the house is far away.
The horse is standing, the water burning, drowning in the sharp and frosty morning of the day.
The horse is dead, while the soul is sore.
Thank you. My favourite violin player.
I was calling for a chat, I'm so bored, the baby won't stop crying, Gavin's at work. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, but this is a really bad time to call. We're in the middle of a concert at the moment. But tell you what, get online, call me back on Skype with your fiddle in 2 minutes.
Alright, let me give
it
2 minutes.
You got it.
Thank you. toes and fun, as you smile at everyone. You paid the stage, you're unaware that you're doing this hard and done. And your love was worth the sleep, it should tell us what it'll be. But how are we supposed to sleep when we should run?
Thank you. Now, former Welsh. High pressure dominates much of Central and Northern Europe, giving Southern Britain a late continental flow. A separate high pressure cell is situated in the mid-Atlantic, with a frontal system wedged between the two. These unsettling conditions bring a deep depression to the northern and western parts of the UK. Depression can often be the result of more fundamental conditions. These feelings of being unsettled can in fact be the early symptoms of a very worrying disease.
That's right, Ryan. You know, as we older chaps sally forth on the final chapter of life, we have to remember to look after ourselves. Go for that annual health inspection. Make sure everything is still okay. Down there. You know what it's like? You wake up in the middle of the night 4 or 5 times having to go to the toilet, and you can't contain yourself for... Some folk can't even get halfway through a rock concert without going to the toilet. You going to the toilet? You are. Yeah, what's your name?
Tom.
Tom, where are you from?
Over there.
Tom, I need you to help me. Come over this side to where we have the steps. This actually will help you up onto the stage here. Don't be nervous. This is going to be over in a flash. Ryan, look after Tom. Calm his nerves. He may anticipate something untoward about to happen. And so, what else do we need? We need someone. We need a doctor. Someone who would like to be a doctor or just looks like a doctor. You look like a doctor. You have that kind of authority about sugar. I think we can trust this man. Do come up on the stage. Over here. Yeah. Well, a doctor apart from the ponytail. I trust that one. Come up here. What's your name?
Bruce.
Dr. Bruce. There you go. Thank you, Dr. Bruce. And slip on the white Dr. Bruce jacket. That's a bit tricky, but there you go. There we are. And I'd like you to put on this silky, smooth latex rubber glove for the investigative research. Yeah, right-handed one, a right-handed glove for a right-handed Dr. Bruce. Now, Tom, don't be nervous about this, because trust me, I do this every night. Okay, they're going to go behind the modesty screen. We don't want to see every little last detail. If this is looking a bit on the scary side, think of yourselves as being very lucky, because I was going to show you my colonoscopy video. Could be a little hardcore even for you. Now, they should be coming on the stage shortly. I hope they are ready for this. They've been told what to do and to just relax. There goes Tom from over there and Dr. Bruce. And in attendance with the rubber glove on, ready to do the oh shit. Never mind, you get the idea. It's over in a flash. I mean, you could just go for the PSA blood test, but that's missing more than half the fun. Really come. Dr. Bruce, well done, sir. Thank you so much for your help. Not a chance. Thanks very much for your help. I'm going to ask Tom here. Tom, let's get the trousers done up. That's a good man. You can go to the toilet now. Before you go, that wasn't as bad as you expected, was it?
No.
In fact, you're going to go and do the same thing again? Have that check next year?
Definitely.
Well done, Tom. And now thank you, Dr. Bruce. You know, in an audience this size, somewhere around about 100 of the men here tonight will actually be diagnosed with prostate cancer in your lifetime. So ladies, look after your men. Send them off to have that health check tomorrow. Save a life. Could be yours. As we pay our respects to some of these folks that we used to know and love and cherish.
Discovery of the seas. One thing.
child from hell. Put it to the test. Please, yeah, give me a wise man. Have a wise man. God is an overwhelming responsibility.
Oh,
we walked through the maternity ward and saw 280 babies with eyelids.
for smiles. When their charts and routes are missing, they spouse new attention. Watch you in first time at the office empty. Take out your granny and get away. You caught that bay tenant on a premium of the wind.
Thank you. Come and see some mates then, right now, or after the show. See ya.
Will we have any Prince of Nichols? Thank you.
Community. Well, off we go for a little quick sortie around the hall and the gardens. We sweep in through the long driveway, turn up here to face Cradock Hall. Follow me and we'll go and visit the lagoon. Come along, Sluggo, come along.
Watch out for cats crossing.
Nice bit of lawn here. Daughter got married. Big Indian tent. That wayward niece of mine, young Hermione's got to arrive. A little wedding celebration here at some point. Let's cross over the ornamental bridge and go to the lagoon. It's said that 400 Irish navvies dug this man-made lagoon many, many, many years ago. We used to keep coal ducks here. A couple of runner ducks too. Damn Sluggo ate the lot. None left at all now, Dad. There you go.
This is all the remains of a Japanese garden. Wife didn't like it too much and had it all dug up. She doesn't like that Japanese food either. Hello, Spitfire.
Come along, dogs. Come along, cats. Quiet bit of the garden here, hedges need doing regularly, and this is the back view, Cradock Hall. The Cradock up the bum shot, you might say.
Come along, do try to keep up. Chickens! Chickens!
That's my boy.
It's said that Joan Collins slept here. Here, I imagine, and probably slept next door. Who will, I don't know, but me.
Very well, hope you enjoy the little tour around. We have to make way now for the main entertainment events of the evening. Live on stage, Ian Anderson and his chums. With a splendid concert of progressive rock music. Mustn't call it pop, apparently. So off we go live on our very own WeTube channel to the Village Hall, St. Cleve Community Centre. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for the finals of the Phil Collins karaoke evening. Live from the Dirty Duck in Linwell.
Thank you.
RCP, and there you fall. Scary in the tunnel night. White knuckled fingers on the shady floor. Which way to blue skies? Phantoms pop from cupboard doors. Mocking manic laughter shrieks. Dark promises of blood and gore. Interventions at every turn. Opportunities for a wide fall. Journeys I might never take. Talk from things he knows just where we are. Riddles from a pedal probe. Made smooth on a forward shore. I would slip right out of this high-rise hell. But the elevator stops at every floor. Such a rush to grow at once. Endless possibilities. Thought of soaring where the eagle flies. Wind is made to blue skies. Mommy said don't go out alone. Thank you.
We all must wonder, now and then, if things have turned out, well, just plain different. Chance path taken, page unturned, or brief encounter, blossomed, spirited. Might you have been the man of courage, brave upon life's battlefield? Captain Commerce, high-flown banker, hedonistic, down at heel. A Puritan of moral fibre, voice raised in praise magnificent, or rested in assured repose, knowing your lot in quiet content. What ifs, maybes, and might have beens, flowers, soft petals on a breeze. What ifs, maybes, and might have beens, why not, perhaps, and wait and see. Where did it come from? Where's it going? Upper six bone sharp numbers flowing from the pen that never forgets. Recording lectures, each way safe bets. Quanto Roy's at first form facts, allowances all overspent. Badges, gilded generosity, safely deposited against rainy day. There's money in those goddamn hills, interest in sugar-coated bitter pills. March is late from Tom is minor, low aspirations, nothing finer.
Awesome.
last refuge, there's Penhardner trains. Leaving friends, he takes a traffic. He'll buy corners and cost share options. Big bad bubbles, feeling shocking. The coming call for regulation. But now in that case, the stomach's coming. Largest meltdown, not as big over. Recommendation, please and coughing. Thank you.
His camp's at the crossroad of history and old town. Sharing something from good home on sea. Thinking back of the childhood he once was. All bread and butter and jam for his tea.
Time at last, but there. on. So time upon a time, he commissioned a parent. How he sang an oyster song from pirates of essence. For when Bennett's still is half Francesca and raise our voices. No man poets we are painters, we were young and we're playing. To flex how my parole is struck when faced with modern chances. Wrapped in the oyster song, the triumph of his tongue. Bravo, the oyster song, harsh reality. On the center pen of conflict, my special forces taught me. Well, my boys have expected an accident, she was an apprentice. Some of his automobile is calling for his apparel to rescue. Wrapped in the old school song, he fly up over his heart. Bravo, the old school song, Irish
thank you.
is no longer in my life. Now this dusty starts with bloodstream. I stay it forward in the past. The stream comes round on what's confessing sound. Like this is broad, it stretch my sound. Mine is perfect, evil in the face. Upon a distant, I'm Chopper's placement, biblically scattered, and shed the tears for the military man.
Channel next week. Praise be to him and hallelujah. Remember to keep those pledges coming in and give till it hurts.
Gerald Bostock, fresh from school with few O-level senses, sights, no grand fanciful fantasies, but level-headed middle ground. The retail trade, the corner shop, and humble service of plain town folk. Open at 9 and close by 6, enough to work, play, work around. Regulars drop by to chat in idle gossip, repetition. Same old words, another day, while all the time life slips away. But slips so slowly, stretches
moments into hours and hours to use. With characters by Harold Pinter, Dark Silence's slow passion play. Then hold the fire of model trains and shunt and shuffle wagons, locomotive breath upon his brow. Smooth clockwork running, motors hum, while Baron Nash prepares hot dinner, fragmentous pie. Always a winner. So praise life's routine, cozy habits, and don't forget to call your mom.
Feel the lateness in the power that I'm
they love tears for our home. A new song delivers dying courage, change of horses. It's time to turn new courses. All of that music.
Another day, another life, a quiet cafe, stop a queue for you. How have messages crossed were ready, soon my man slippers in the study by the study. I see forgiveness, I beg your pardon. Another kind mulberry guns. Fresh start, another day, another life so far away from all things are. Now I play and began to live in acquiescence by. All who listen.
free all those who cry.
Bright star, another day, another life, not so far away.
It's darkness of it.
All routine and repetition, stamp collecting first editions.
Thanks, Mosby.
Not the senses and on the brain, as did before, Mulberry Slay.
Let's start another day. My head, my apartment just slipped away from sweet utopia. With comforts surrounding all, a luxury blanket, your utmost ball of pretty fiction.
Dressing moments, past and present, and seven speed of those present.
Thank you.
two wise men don't know how it feels to think as a
brick too. Many, many thanks to Ian Anderson, this group of splendid musicians, live from us in Glee Village Hall. Now extend your warmest appreciation, please, to David Goodyear on the bass guitar. On the drums and the percussion, from Bristol and England, Scott Hammond. Playing his organ, the piano accordion. Also from Bristol and England, John O'Hara, John O'Hara. And from Rosenheim in Bavaria, on the electric guitar, young Florian O'Hara. Song, dance, mime, and the warehouse brew. Rather dishy if you ask me, young Ryan O'Donnell, Ryan O'Donnell. And now the man himself, the flautist, guitarist, and singer of the little outfit we've had here tonight, Mr. Ian Anderson.
Thank you.
of black excavators as they fall. And not to find where has gone by the walls. Well, in case of it is my fault, it's hope and age one. I think the dog, he's so nothing to lose. And a train, it was a going going to somewhere.
Thank you.